Appreciate the singing tonight. Turn back with me to John chapter 12. We'll look this morning at accept it, die. I want to continue that thought, but sort of turn the corner with it. John chapter 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant to be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." Verse 24 again, he says, except a corn of wheat or a kernel of wheat, a seed, except a kernel or a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. It must die. He's pointing to himself. We dealt with that this morning. He's saying, as great as I am, as wonderful as I am, who I am and what I am to accomplish what needs to be done for mankind, I will be useless unless I die. My death is required, and if I die, I will come forth. I'll be the first fruits of many who sleep. That's true of him. But it's in many ways true of us. Until we die, we are pretty much useless for the Lord. We're like the seed. We're like that hard, brittle seed that we can find, whether you're talking about a kernel of corn or even a tomato seed or, as far as that goes, an apple seed, any kind of seed. It's hard on the outside. But inside those seeds, there is life. It is the potential. There is the potential to bring forth a harvest. I say first, the seed is capable. It says in verse 24, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He says, as long as that seed is nothing but a seed, it is abiding alone. It will be useless as far as a harvest, as far as producing something, as far as something magnificent happening through it. It will be useless. But if it is put in the ground and it dies, it can bring forth much fruit. In every seed, there is a capacity, there is the ability, there is the potential, the possibility of a miracle taking place. And that's exactly how it is with me and you. We have the Holy Spirit abiding in us, living in us. There is life in us. But there's that hard shell of self there also. And like the hard shell and the seed, as long as that seed is intact, as long as it does not break open, it's just a seed. There's very little, if any, use to it. And I say this evening, without he who lives in us getting out, there's not a whole lot going to happen through us. We may go through the routine. We may go through the process. We may teach, sing, witness, do good, preach. We can do all the stuff the best we can. We can polish our outside and do the best we can, but it'll be useless and vain. But inside us, there is the capacity, the ability. You. I'm talking about, unless you miss that, you have the capacity of doing something for the Lord that matters. In the seed, there is life. And if it dies, it will spring forth and produce a harvest. I thought about this. Now, we can take the seed and do what we're supposed to with it, or you can take it like so many times and put them in the jar and go and set them on a shelf somewhere. And the seed, to be honest, is quite content to stay right there. The shelf is a comfortable place. It is an environment that the seed appreciates and enjoys. So the seed sometimes has the capacity or does have the capacity for life and to bring forth a harvest. But sitting on the shelf, it'll never do anything but sit there. Now, I mentioned first, the seed is capable, but the seed also can be comfortable. Satisfied where it's at. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. I'm happy where I'm at. This shelf is comfortable. It's warm here. It's nice here. I got all my buddies to hang around with. Just leave me alone. Don't disturb me. Don't ask anything of me. Don't expect anything of me. And we can be like that. Jesus mentions that kind of person in verse 25 where he says, "He that loveth his life shall lose it." If we live just for now, for comfort, for pleasure, for me, for self, he said if we do that, we'll lose real life. We won't even understand what real life's about. He said that a seed that does not die abideth alone. In other words, it doesn't do a thing. It will sit on the shelf for years. There'll never be a sprout. There'll never be a harvest. There'll never that life inside. Every seed has life inside. But if it sits on the shelf, it'll do nothing at all. And I'll tell you one thing. It's easy to sit on God's shelf. And it's easy to be content to be there. Not wanting to get involved. Not wanting to do what the Lord wants us to do. And by the way, in that condition, that seed is absolutely useless. In fact, it gets in the way. Remember when we were little and we had seed corn and all that out in the shed, we always had to be careful. And my daddy would say, "Don't mess with the seed. Don't break the jar. Be careful." And you have to tiptoe around it and make sure you don't disturb it. And that's how it is when somebody's sitting on the shelf. They're easily disturbed. They're easily offended. They're easily upset. And they're doing nothing for the Lord. I say, the seed is capable. Every seed has within it the ability to do something great. But the seed can be comfortable. But I'm so glad as far as what Jesus said, he talks about a seed that's not sitting on the shelf or is inside a jar somewhere, but he's talking about a seed that is cast out into the garden somewhere. So the seed can be cast. In fact, for there to be a harvest, it must be cast out. It must be released. And that's what the Lord wants to do to us. He wants us to sling out. He wants to sling us out and do His work. And, hey, feel a little bit uncomfortable. Get out of our routine. It is, in essence, us giving ourselves away. Releasing ourselves to Him. No longer holding on. No longer hiding on the shelf, but saying, "Lord, here I am, do with me what you will." I'll tell you one thing, it'll help you if you say, "Lord, here I am." Now, the casting of the seed seems somewhat abrupt, and it can even seem harsh, but it's necessary. There's to be a harvest. That seed of it's flying through the air does not understand what in the world is happening to me. What in the world is the sower doing with me? Oh, the seed may not know, but the sower does. You may not understand all the Lord lets you go through. You may wonder, why in the world is He doing this in me and to me right now? I don't have the answer, but I know this. The sower knows what he's doing. Hey, the seed is cast out. The seed is released. The seed is thrown toward the ground. And it's something that is necessary. It's something that is vital. It's something that is important. If you ever expect a harvest, the seed's got to be released. Turned loose to the soil. The seed is capable and the seed is comfortable and the seed is cast. But I say, number four, the seed is consumed. In verse 24, it says, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground. It falls down and is covered up and is inside the soil. It's in the earth. It's in the world. It is experiencing what we call life. And life can be hard. Life can be difficult. Life can be abrupt. On the shelf, it was so warm and comfortable. And enough light to enjoy just hanging around. But I'll tell you what, underneath that soil is cold and it's dark and it's lonely and it hurts and the seed is getting attacked by the moisture and the coldness and it begins to work on that seed and the outside begins to moisten and soften and the seed wonders what in the world is going on. I don't like this. I don't like this. But little does that seed realize that the one who made him knows there's life inside. And for that life to get out, the outside's got to be broken down. So the seed, listen, it is moist. It is consumed by the soil. And this old world with all its hardships and all its tears and heartaches and troubles, all the battles we go through, everything we're, hey, I'm talking to you this evening. What we're going through is God working on us, trying to break down self. That outer shell is hard. That outer shell resists. That outer shell confines the life in us. He who is the Holy Spirit cannot get out unless self is broken. And the battles of life, the things you're going through right now, is the good sower knowing what you need, what it takes to get you to bring forth the harvest. And that's exactly what Jesus said, unless it die, except it die, there'll never be a harvest. And that ground, that world, that life, our existence, our battles, our troubles, our trials, our tears break us down. And that's what he wants to do. I say, number one, the seed is capable. The seed is comfortable. The seed is cast. The seed is consumed. But I say also the seed is creating. When that seed is cast out and buried into the soil, and that soil attacks the outside of that seed, the hard shell. It begins to moisten, as I said, and break it down to where it gives way. It gives up. It stops holding on. It stops holding out. And that inside seed, that or inside of the seed, begins to break forth. And it breaks out of that shell that has been moistened by the soil. And the seed sends down roots to get moisture and nutrients and sends up a sprout to get light. There's something being created. The seed is creating. The seed is bringing forth new life, something that has never been before. And it's amazing when God uses you and you say, my, God did use me. I just did it. I just taught, but the Lord used me. I just sung, but the Lord used me and blessed the people. I just witnessed, but they listened. I just did right, and God blessed it. The seed is creating. A harvest is coming. Life is breaking forth. That this inside is working outside. And the farmer comes along and he looks at that ground and he says, hey, hey, look at there. There's a shoot. Look at there. There's another green spot. Look at there. It's coming up. Those seeds have been broken. They have died. And life is coming forth. I remember as a little boy, I despised gardens. Well, it didn't really. I just despised what it took to make a garden. And I still do, by the way. You have at it if you want to. Just bring me the maters. But I do know this, even as a little boy, seeing that old black dirt down there at Newbern, and those green sprouts came up, I got a little excited as a little boy, seeing all that life come up. I wonder if the Lord doesn't get just a little bit excited when His children say, Lord, here I am, use me. And He's able to use us and do things through us and with us. There's a miracle taking place. The sprout comes up and the blossoms, those beautiful blossoms come. And sooner or later, fruit comes and vegetables come. There's a harvest. And listen to me, little children are eating because the seed died. And adults are eating. They would have been hungry. They'd have gone without. Mom had had to say to Junior, I'm sorry, we got nothing to eat. You got to go to bed hungry. Had it not been for the seed dying. But they're eating, they're happy, they're having a good time around the meal because the seed died. And had that seed not died, there'd been no harvest. I'm talking about the seed is creating, it is producing something, it is producing itself, it is doing what it's supposed to do, what it was created for. Neighbors come, they get to eat too. Grandpa takes vegetables to the market and sells it to people, and people eat, and Grandpa makes some money. And also in that harvest that seed produces are more seeds. To where next year, that seed can be produced and reproduced in more seeds and more plants and more vegetables. I'm telling you, there's a miracle involved. And that's what God wants to do with us. If we'll die, except it die. If we don't die, it won't happen. Now the seed is reluctant, and so are we. Because we don't want to be broken. We do not want to hurt. We do not want to say no to flesh. We do not want to sacrifice. We want to stay on the shelf. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone, I'm doing fine. Oh, but that's not the Lord's will for our lives. And in the process, that old hard shell himself is restraining the good work of the Holy Spirit. But if we will let Him break us, wonder what good things He might could do. The only way we can be a blessing is that God breaks us. For the outside shell is no help. Self is no help. The best I can do offers no comfort, no help, no conviction, no challenge. That's why He has said of Him, truthfully, He saved others Himself He cannot save. I said this morning, if He had saved Himself, He could have not have saved one other person. But the fact that He did not save Himself enabled Him to save others. And in the same way, to the exact extent that I save myself, will be the lack that I can help you. I can be no help to you if I'm saving myself. Example, I cannot be the pastor to you if I'm concerned about how you treat me. Now, you treat me well, and I'm thankful for that. But if you did not treat me well and I used that as an excuse to not be the pastor I should be, I would be saving myself. In the process, I couldn't help you. We need to spend ourselves. We need to die out to self. We need to give ourselves and die that we might help others. If He saved Himself, He couldn't save others. If He helped Himself, He couldn't help others. I'm talking about accept it, die. If we don't die, we can't be a help to others. You teachers, boy, when you study and pray and teach, you ought to teach with all your heart. Don't get up there and mutter through. Don't just grab something off the internet and spew it out without even praying through and studying and getting it in your heart. Oh, you ought to die out to self in the process of studying and teaching. And when you stand before the class, you ought to be ready and prepared. And it's real in you because you've died out to that lesson that week. You singers, Be ready. Be prepared. Get up here and sing. No, me and some of us, we're slowing down, I promise you. But get up here as fast as you can. I appreciate people who sit close to the front when they know they're going to sing and learn new songs and sing out. Listen to the words that you're singing. It's a message. It's a ministry. And if it doesn't touch you, it probably ain't going to touch us. Oh, sing with all your heart and ask God to bless your singing. I'm going to die out to that song. Give yourself to that song. Put your whole being into that song. And God will use you to be a blessing to others. And oh, I'll tell you what, how many times has a song helped me right at the right time? I love preaching. I really do. And I love preaching better than singing. But I'll tell you one thing, singing is something that honors God, can honor God, and be a blessing and help the people. Many times I've been real low and I heard a song sung, and boy, I just got to the heavens. Hey, God wants to use you to do that. You don't know what those people's going through that you're singing in front of. You're singing to Him and about Him, but you're singing in front of people. You're not performing. It is not entertainment. It is ministry. Die out to it. Give your all to it. Just in our Christian walk, we want to do the best we can by dying out. Hey, somebody's hurting. You can't be a help to them as long as you're closed up in yourself. Hey, I know it costs. I know it's difficult. Sometimes the phone calls come at the wrong time. I know it's inconvenient. I know it's tough. I want to tell you one thing. Somebody needs you. And if you save yourself, you can't help them. If you help yourself, and cold and cut off and resist, you can't be a blessing to them. There's no telling what God might do. I'll tell you one thing, there's been some people that sure have helped me when I needed it. And I thank the Lord for their help. And they may not have even realized that I needed it or that I got it. Usually I try and tell you. Usually. I may not have. But it sure did mean a lot to me. I'm telling you, if we don't die out, if I just am a seed on a shelf, I'll be a seed on a shelf. But if I die, I can bring forth a harvest. God can use me. There's people who are hurting. There's people who are discouraged. There's people who are lonely. There's people who are lost. There's people who are backslidden. There's people all around us who need somebody. And you can't save them if you save yourself. You can't help them if you help yourself. So we need to die out to self. Give ourselves to the Lord. Paul words it like this thought. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said inside you there is something excellent. There is something amazing. There's something alive. There's something wonderful inside you. And you got that wonderful power inside a styrofoam cup. Something that's worthless. Something that's almost useless. Something that's not pretty or attractive or longed for. But you ought to let that that's inside you out. Then God could do great things. Hey, he talked about the power of God that was of him and not of us. There's life inside us, but the hard shell of self will keep it in. You got a question? Who's controlling your life? He who lives in you or that hard shell of self? Who's leading you? Who's controlling you? Who controls your thoughts, deeds, words, actions, reactions? Who's in control of your life? Greatest need for any of us, greatest need for any of us here who are saved is to die. To die out to self. To give up self. That means we'll be broken, hurt, maimed. And I want to say to the Lord, do a thorough job. Do a real work. And if it hurts me, and I know it will, and if I don't like it, and I know that I won't, Lord, please keep working. Keep breaking. Because that outer shell, it restricts you. It hinders you. And it does only damage to your work. Except it die. Oh, how we need to die. How we need to die. He is working on you. How yielded are you? How willing are you? How open are you? Or the other side of the fence, how resisting are you? How resistant are you? Except we die, there'll be no life, there'll be no miracle, there'll be no fruit, there'll be no harvest. Sounds to me like we need to die. Let's stand together.